Hello, my name is Dr. Amber Robbins, and I am the Health and Media Fellow at Georgetown University. And I'm here to talk to you about implicit bias. Now, in the medical community, this is something that we're talking about even more. Now, the question is, what is it? A definition on Ohio State University site states that implicit bias refers to the attitudes or stereotypes that affect our understanding, actions, and decisions in an unconscious manner, meaning that we don't know we're doing it. So what can we do to help us determine if we have implicit bias? And by the way, all of us have it, so you have it too. What can we do and what can we do to change it? Now you may have, as a woman, as a doctor, may have come in contact with it. As a woman, I know a lot of people think that I'm a nurse instead of a doctor. So that's a type of implicit bias. Another example of implicit bias is actually something that we do to patients. So studies have shown that African Americans and Hispanic Americans may not get the same type of treatment in regards to pain. They may not get pain medications similar to those who are not African American or Hispanic. So thinking about those dynamics, what can we do to, number one, decrease health disparities like that? And then also do a better job of taking care of our patient, one patient at a time. So these are some recommendations that I give to you. Number one, first address the problem. Accept that all of us have implicit biases. And how do we do that and how do we find out? Harvard University has a wonderful website that looks at implicit bias and actually tests to see what yours may be, whether it be race, whether it be different cultures. It does that so that we can recognize it and call it out for what it is. The second thing that I suggest that you do is to look at your patients, at your coworkers, at the people you meet as individuals. Let them show you who they are. Don't come up with a stereotype or bias that may not be in line with the person that they may be. Each person is different, and we should treat them that way. The third thing that I would suggest is looking at what it may feel like, or actually taking the time to step into your patient's or your coworker's shoes. This is another way that we can improve our human nature of having implicit bias. It also can help us improve our skills of empathy and sympathy for people. And the fourth thing that I would suggest to do is each one teach one. So if you see someone who has an implicit bias, if you see someone who may have some issues with stereotypes, whether good or bad, point it out. In medicine, we have a tendency to continue with stereotypes as time goes on. I've heard many times, as you may have, oh, well, this type of patient doesn't need pain medication, or this type of patient should only have this type of blood pressure medication. Depending on looking at physiologic things, but also looking at who that person is, you can't necessarily say that that's the case for everyone. So being courageous and pointing those things out can help us all fight against implicit bias. So these are just some tidbits that I wanted to share with you about the subject. Of course, there are way many more things that you can do to help prevent implicit bias. But I hope that from this video, this is a good start for you to get in motion and get rid of that implicit bias as best as you can. Again, my name is Dr. Amber Robbins, and I look forward to doing even more videos on talking about implicit bias and other topics that may be important to you. Thank you.